From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Republican-led U.S. Congress began its 115th session Tuesday with the swearing-in of members and the re-election of Paul Ryan as Speaker. House Republican lawmakers dropped plans to gut the independent authority of an ethics panel. President-elect Donald Trump said the lawmakers should focus on tax reform, health care, and so many other things of far greater importance, his words, and urged them to drain the swamp of influence peddlers in Washington. Syrian government forces have escalated their attacks near the capital, Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the army is trying to capture the water-rich areas around the village of Wadi Barada and Barada Valley. The government says rebels have damaged key water infrastructure, causing water supplies to be cut. Meanwhile, a coalition of rebel groups say they will suspend their participation in preliminary peace talks set for later this month in Kazakhstan. The rebels say they are withdrawing due to what they say is the Syrian government's violation of the current ceasefire. The United Nations said Monday that terrorism and other acts of violence in Iraq killed more than 6,800 civilians and wounded more than 12,000 last year. The figures may be higher because they do not include all of the civilians killed or wounded in Anbar province. Turkish media have broadcast a video of a man they say is the suspected gunman who killed 39 people during a New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The video appears to be from a cell phone. The man spends much of the time looking into the camera and saying nothing. It is unclear as to when the video was recorded. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump on Tuesday criticized General Motors, the country's biggest automaker, for sending its Mexican-made Chevrolet Cruze compact models back to the U.S. car dealers tax-free. Trump threatened to impose a hefty tariff on the company. GM says it already makes the majority of its compact Cruze models in the United States at its Lordstown, Ohio manufacturing plant. China confirmed Monday that its aircraft carrier participated in military exercises last week in the South China Sea. It said the drills were routine and complied with international law. Taiwan first revealed that the exercises were underway only 166 kilometers south of the island. They were conducted at a time of heightened tensions, which began after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump spoke by telephone with Taiwan's president, something that displeased the Chinese government, which claims Taiwan as part of its territory. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency says a processing system outage caused delays Monday at various airports affecting travelers entering the U.S. CBP officials continued processing international travelers using alternative procedures until the system came back online, but waits were longer than usual at many airports across the United States. Two travelers entering New York's John F. Kennedy Airport described the situation as chaotic. An Indian minister has received widespread criticism for suggesting that Western clothes were responsible for a series of sexual assaults in the city of Bangalore on New Year's Eve. Karnataka's Home Minister G. Parameshwara made the remark to the Times Now television network. Abu Amzi, leader of the Indian regional Samajwadi Party, echoed the comments, blaming women's short dresses for the incidents and calling Western influence a blot on Indian culture. The head of India's National Commission for Women called on Parameshwara to resign over the comments. Local media reports say hundreds of women fled the streets and hid behind police officers as a mob descended on them on New Year's Eve. Police have not yet charged anyone, but are said to be looking through CCTV footage, which captured the event, to identify the attackers. New United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is facing challenging times. He says it makes it the right moment for the UN to reassert the value of multilateralism. He made the off-cuff remarks on Tuesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.